Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the AL All-Stars and the NL All-Stars. Here are the starting lineups. For the AL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeanie Maynish. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the AL All-Stars, Lefty Gomez. For the NL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting second. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Berger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the NL All-Stars, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Berger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berger. Gehringer moves to second. Jeanie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. There goes Gehringer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Maynish. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the AL All-Stars nothing, and the NL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Frisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, NL All-Stars. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Medwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, NL All-Stars. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the NL All-Stars 4, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-1, NL All-Stars. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickey strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, NL All-Stars. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the NL All-Stars 4, and the AL All-Stars 2. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-2 in the game. Burger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the NL All-Stars 4, and the AL All-Stars 2. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-3, NL All-Stars. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig scores. Fox moves to second. It's AL All-Stars, 4, NL All-Stars. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Averill reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Simmons scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 6-4, AL All-Stars. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and three walks. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Averill scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 8-4, AL All-Stars. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With four walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Ruffing moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-5 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the AL All-Stars 8, and the NL All-Stars 4. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Trainer moves to second. It's 8-6, AL All-Stars. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Martin scores. Frisch moves to third. It's 8-5, AL All-Stars. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive towards right. Chapman fields it and throws to second to catch Kline for the out. Trainer moves to third. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner strikes out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-7, AL All-Stars. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Terry takes first base on ball 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the AL All-Stars 8, and the NL All-Stars 7. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 5-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kline. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 9-7, AL All-Stars. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 triples. He's got 6 RBIs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, two home runs, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and four walks. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-7 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gehrig. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-9 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 6-for-9 in the game, with two singles and four doubles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 4-for-9 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4 for 7 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 triples. He's got 6 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4 for 6 in the game, with 4 singles and 5 walks. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the AL All-Stars 9, and the NL All-Stars 7. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Herman reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, AL All-Stars, 9, and NL All-Stars, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 4 for 8 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs.